Top of the day to you. This is Esther Davis in Dallas, Texas. It's a little rainy here with a couple of storms in the area, but it's a beautiful day. Thanks for joining us on Blog Talk Radio. And I'll say hello to all of you that join us every time we are on. Of course, we are going to talk about Nigeria today. We will talk about some of the news in Nigeria and MAGNA. And Doug will be joining us very, very shortly. In our world, I'll say thank you to Dr. I think Ross for last night. I emceed a program for the American Clergy and Leadership Institute, ACLC. I'm sorry, American Clergy and Leadership Conference. And this is a group of pastors around the United States. But last night we had guests there from all over Texas, including Oklahoma, Houston, and the Dallas Metroplex itself, which is about 24 cities. So, it was a wonderful evening. The dinner was lovely. The family church is located in Irving, Texas. And I've been an in and out member for the last several years. So, beautiful program. Bishop Mark Hernandez and the bishop, he's a bishop now, and that would be Bishop Luan Ross from South Carolina. They were all guests on last evening. I have a guest that's logged on. Good morning, it's Esther Davis. I heard the bing. Hello, can you hear
Good
me?
morning. Good morning from
Hey, good
Washington, D.C.
morning. How are you?
Loving life. We're loving
Loving
life
life.
in
I
Washington,
love that slogan. Loving life, of course.
I'm under
Well, you
construction.
are our esteemed host, so we are ready to start the show for Tuesday, May 21st.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Blog Talk Radio on the security situations in West Africa. As you know, Esther, we talk about the violence and crime and war in West Africa that's related to terrorism because that's the number one foreign policy issue of the United States. Am I right?
Right, you're absolutely right.
So that's why we're talking about war and violence. Welcome to the show, Blog Talk Radio. Welcome. Who's joining us?
Magna Faith.
Ah,
Hello,
hello, Magna. Good morning.
Good morning,
Well, Magna
partner.
Faith.
Good morning, Uncle Dog, and good morning, most gracious Esther David.
It is your great day. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
Magna
Thank
Faith
you.
Remy is our honored co-host, and she's from the state of Taraba, which is the northern eastern part of Nigeria. And I don't want to steal your thunder, Magna Faith, but I understand that you also went, you grew up and you went to school in one of the northern states of Nigeria called Katsina. Am I right?
Absolutely, you're very correct, Uncle Dog.
So, Magna Faith is a great backup and subject expert on violence and crime in Nigeria, and there's a lot of it these days. There's a rampant wave of kidnapping from west to east. Very high-profile people are being kidnapped on the roads. Even though last week 100 kidnappers were arrested and their weapons seized, there are many kidnappings of people from their homes, including high officials. And it's been going on for a couple of years, according to the United States Department of Justice report on Nigeria.
So basically, they just walk up and knock on the door and arrest or seize the people that are in the homes.
I'm not sure how they do it. Magna, do you know how they do it?
I mean, every case is unique, depending on the intelligence operation of, the group. Usually they used to focus on very rich and famous people, but now there's an upsurge in general. And I remember back in the day, it mostly occurred in the south and western area of the country. But now it's just a national epidemic. It's unbelievable what's going on. in Nigeria. It has become more like a business, you know. The whispers that we're hearing here and there that it's involving politicians, police, you know, even entrepreneurs, people are getting involved. They're seeing it as, you know, making money. And that's what is really, really dangerous. That's what's really disturbing.
That is disturbing. I mean, to anyone in the entire world, that would be your home is your sacred place. Your home is your castle. So that is extremely disturbing.
Absolutely. And to think that foreigners are prime targets, you know, is another thing that will distort the economical growth of Nigeria. You know, if foreigners don't feel safe, you know, Nigeria, where you have even the locals, people in authority, the people of power, being abducted, being kidnapped, then how much more someone who's coming from outside of the country. So the upsurge in kidnapping is an issue. It's a major issue that requires immediate attention, not only by, you know, the executives and authorities in Nigeria, but even the international world. Everybody needs to come together to address this because human lives are taken away, you know, innocently, and it doesn't make any kind of sense at all.
Well, what basically you are saying is that the international community will not be moving to do business and trade in Africa with all of the disturbances.
Absolutely.
The word is disturbance is a light word, so let's use a heavier word, something like violence and kidnapping. So it's really hindering trade in the area. Do you agree?
It is, absolutely. I mean, in the real world, nobody wants to trade. Nobody wants to do business.
Absolutely.
You know, in an insecure environment, nobody wants to gamble with their funds, you know. Nobody wants to put their employees' funds away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the responsibility of the police, of the armed forces, you know, within the local community to ensure the safety of people. And so whenever that is, you know, out of hand, then what do you expect? People begin to pull back. Companies begin to, you know, remove their expertise. And people
who
are looking to
invest
in the country will stop.
I think we are doing the right thing with the program, the War Desk. The War Desk should be up and running. I did not check this morning. I mean, and we have been up and running for a while, but we changed the name. Or we decided on a name. That's probably a better decision. But we have War Desk that you can listen to all over the world and be a part of who we are. Telephone numbers, we're going to give you out our individual telephone numbers. And along with Facebook, don't we have a Facebook presence, Magna?
We definitely do. We have a Facebook page, Sam War Desk. And, of course, War Desk news will be provided on that page every week. So I'd like for you to check us out.
And people can send us news tips, right, Magna Faith? By sending
they
their
can,
messages
absolutely.
And alerts to wardesknews@gmail.com, right?
Mm.
Wardesknews@gmail.com.
Wow, all right. All right. I was mentioning before you two logged on that last night I hosted an event with one of the clergy organizations. And there was a grand speaker there from South Carolina. And he mentioned something that I wanted to share with you today. He said, we cannot fight our way to get rid of terrorism. We're going to have to pray and talk and have conversations. And I thought, you're speaking the same language that we're speaking on War Desk. Because that was his opening statement. We cannot fight our way through terrorism. We cannot hire
Amazing.
Police officers to take care of crime, and we're going to have Christians, and we're going to have an awful lot of prayer. So his message was centered around 24/7 in prayer, and take it
mm-hmm.
with you. I thought that was pretty awesome.
I think that's worth reflecting about. Now, let me point out that Christians don't fight their way to reconciliation. Christians reconcile,
mm-hmm.
and Christians believe in one world family, and they believe in one nation under God and one world under God. All of the human rights that we enjoy and which are enshrined in our Constitution come from biblical sources according to what I have read. For example, the equal rights that we enjoy and which are protected in our Constitution may be sourced to a verse in the Pauline epistles in Galatians 4:4. Paul says, "In Christ there is no east nor west, nor slave nor free, nor male nor female." Correct?
Well done.
So,
yes.
All right. Okay. So I believe that the Right Reverend Luan Rouse is correct. We won't fight our way to peace, but you cannot have a dialogue, or you cannot have a Christian conversation with a dead man who's been hacked into pieces with a machete by a terrorist invading his village, can you? So there's a time for peace, and there's a time for defending our friends and family who are being our friends and family. By extension, are our friends and families in Nigeria, and tens of thousands of people have lost their lives in the last 10 years due to a state of emergency, which is called, by the Nigerian government's euphemism, insecurity, but in fact, it is a civil war, and there are several factions seeking to overturn the government. Boko Haram is only one of them. So our purpose in promoting and projecting the news about West Africa is to save the alliance and to improve the fortunes of people in Nigeria and those who immigrate to the United States.
And I totally agree with you. I think the first steps is we're taking the first steps in making the awareness and raising the height to another level. Awareness becomes paramount when you are talking about conversations and communicating and negotiations and getting along with. We want people to know what is happening in Nigeria. That's why we spend almost an hour a week talking to people around the world. And we want, oh, by the way, we want people to share the Blog Talk Radio War Desk. Share it with your neighbors, your friends. This is summertime, so we'll be getting outside, doing more running and playing, and graduation time. Let's share the good news of Blog Talk Radio War Desk.
Right.
Listen to our conversations. The awareness is what we want other people to take a look at and say, "Ah, I didn't know this was happening. What can we do? What can we do? What can we do to stop it?"
One thing we can do is talk about it and spread the word, spread awareness. That's why we have War Desk, so that informed and concerned Christians will take action by voting for the right people and supporting the executive branch to send a special envoy to West Africa, to the Chad Basin, as has been advocated for many months by the organization called Save the Persecuted Christians. That organization, headed by Frank Gaffney and consisting of volunteers across the country, wants a special envoy to be stationed in the Chad Basin who would have the same powers and would bring the same assistance to the fight against terrorism that Brett McGurk, the special envoy in the Middle East, brought to Iraq during the critical years we were fighting ISIS from 2014 to 2017. We need a special envoy.
We need a special envoy, yes. Let's shout that to the rooftops. And then how far away do you think we are from getting a special
envoy?
I'm
sorry, hello? Didn't say that again, please.
How far away do you think we are from a special envoy going to Nigeria? Just a guesstimate, because I know you've worked in the State Department. There are people now that are getting on board with us. We're going to attract a lot more. So
I think it's a very apropos time. I think the special envoy could be appointed by President Trump through his very able and effective Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo.
Mm-hmm.
Appropriate, because there was a special coordinator for the last 2 years in Nigeria. It was a former ambassador named Mazzino. Dan Mazzino, I understand, has left Nigeria. His post is vacant. But what the human rights activists want is not a special coordinator like Dan Mazzino. They want a special envoy who would be sent by the president, who brings with him a suite of tools that an ambassador doesn't ordinarily have. A special envoy has the authority to negotiate agreements and to help U.S. ambassadors to all the West African nations. Also, he brings with him a powerful cadre of officials from Department of Defense and possibly the intelligence agency, which are needed to disrupt a very entrenched, very well-funded, and very deadly terrorist organization that is killing people not only in Nigeria, but in Chad and in Niger and in Burkina Faso. It's just last week, or I think it was just a week and a half ago, there were 12 Christians that were brutally murdered at a church in Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso is the latest country to be the focal point of Boko Haram terror. But there are very frequent attacks. There have been 10 attacks by Boko Haram in the last 6 weeks in eastern Nigeria against police stations, against military bases, large attacks, some of it I've reported for the Washington Examiner. And this is no small, usual kind of terrorism. This is very large-scale terrorism. It requires a lot of people to do it, a lot of weapons, very sophisticated weapons. And that's why we're talking about kidnapping. Kidnapping provides the revenue that the terrorists need to buy vehicles and automatic weapons and rocket launchers.
Right. Wow. While we're not certain about when Special Envoy will be dispatched to Nigeria, it's certain, of course, having heard everything that you said, that the number of reported abductions, kidnappings or abductions across the country is rising at rapid rates, and the causes it's not just one. There are multiple causes to these things, and it all stems from difficulty in economic times. Now, the people of Nigeria complain about economic hardships. People are complaining about the inability to be able to get a job, the inavailability of funds for their farms. Children are crying, they are hungry. And so all of these things, has caused people to begin to look into vices.
Mm-hmm.
The youth are vulnerable at this point, and they are being used as tools, for evil and wrongdoing. And, of course, there's overstretched facing threats all over the place. And as we all know, Islamic insurgents and land battles between the herdsmen and farmers in the north central area is also an issue. So at the end of the day, most importantly, rural areas that don't have, accessibility to police stations, who do not have security officials or armed force battalion within their area, are the most vulnerable to these attacks, and they are helpless. So I'm so proud that War Desk is bringing this issue, to limelight, that we are able to talk about the problem, the issues, the challenges that, everyday Nigerians are experiencing. And
well, that is awesome.
Yeah, and it's also important for us to note that the northwestern area of Nigeria, which never used to be, the area where, kidnapping was the case. It used to be the southwestern area. That now is the hub for this bandit. Now it's the hub for the kidnappers. That's where they're based. That's where most of the kidnappings occur now.
This is Esther Davis for War Desk Nigeria, and you're listening to our weekly program on War Desk Nigeria. You can look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/WarDesk. And you can, of course, go into Blog Talk Radio, and we have the opportunity to open it up to other people and other guests that really want to participate. So on our Blog Talk, we can welcome guests to come on. Just simply notify us, let us know you would like to be a part of and be a part of the conversation. WarDesk Nigeria is a nonpartisan group of Christians that want to save Christians in other parts of the world. So join us on WarDesk Nigeria. Thank you. And we're back to Doug.
Esther, tell us, what is the telephone number for WarDesk? I didn't hear it. What's the telephone number and the access number?
The access number we call into, and there is a, it's 605-313-5763. There is an access code, 352-948, and I can give that again. But we want to use a very strong communication channel, which would be Facebook, facebook.com at WarDesk. But again, if you want to call in at the moment, because we have a 30-minute show, just call and say hello, 605-313-5763. And the access code is 352-948. And I am Esther Davis with Doug Burton and Magna Faith. We're the gruesome, awfully wonderful threesome that has started this movement, and we want you to be a part of it. So we're back to Doug.
Ladies, I'd like your feedback on this question. Why are there not more Nigerian Americans talking about this Holocaust in their homeland? As I understand, we have close to 300,000 Nigerians. That is Nigerian immigrant. They live in the Maryland area in suburbs of Washington, D.C. I believe there's close to 100,000 Nigerians that are settled in Texas, between Dallas and Houston, maybe more than that. In the United States, according to my sources, there are close to 2 million Nigerian immigrants. And if we add in the immigrants from other West African nations like Cameroon and Ivory Coast, I mean, several other countries, we have millions of new immigrants, new members of our body politic from West Africa. Why are they not speaking up, speaking about this? I have some ideas based upon what Nigerian Americans told me at a Nigerian event that I attended this last Saturday, but I'd like to hear from you ladies. What are your explanations?
Well, I've had conversation with Nigerian Americans in this part of the country, which is the deep south of Texas all the way over to Jacksonville. And I think the burden is ours. I think we have not invited them. They're very active in all of our cities, especially Houston and Dallas, and with newspaper publishers that I have spoken to in Jacksonville, Birmingham, and Atlanta. They're very active in the United States. They're very visible. They are very proud of what they're doing and their contributions. So I think maybe let's try this. Let's invite them, because I haven't invited my friends, but we can easily do that with Facebook. Start the chat on Facebook and invite a Nigerian American, because I think
that's a good point.
There.
Yeah, good point, Esther. And to be fair, to some extent, the American media doesn't give an opportunity for them to raise their voices and to show their expertise, though some of them are quite familiar with the terror threats in northern Nigeria.
Oh, absolutely. Every one of them that I talk to are very, very familiar with it. But
the American media doesn't report it.
The proverbial question becomes, what do we do about it? What channels and what strengths do we go to? Of course, you can vote, but every ethnic group that comes to America has a relationship with their native country. The Hispanics, the Spanish, the all of the groups. I know there's a group here in Texas that has a television show, and they satellite that show back to Africa. There are alliances out there. We have to search them out and see and do some inviting to come to the table with us. That's the way anything is started. So I think that's
exactly
one of the mandates that we need to engage, is to invite all Nigerian Americans, or not only Nigerians,
right,
all of our friends, brothers and sisters from Africa. And
mm-hmm.
we invite you at the moment. Let's open up the invitation. You're all invited.
You're all invited. Of course,
you're all invited.
605-313-5763, and the access code is 352948. Call in. We want to hear your views. We want to hear your perspective. We want your voices to be heard on War Desk.
Right. That is, and Facebook is also open. And maybe we can start our databases. I will invite, or I'll start announcing it on my shows, because that's how you engage people. And we know you're out there.
And, of course, as you have pioneered, Esther, the Christian leaders, the thought leaders in the United States who care about people in West Africa, can call up leading Christians who are spokesmen for the persecution in Nigeria, and they can pray with them, as your friend Dr. Martin Hawkins did on April 13th from his office at Southern Bible Institute, with his staff standing with him and your TV cameras rolling. He called up two Christian leaders in Nigeria and heard about the atrocities they've gone through and prayed with them. And that is a wonderful effort that has been replicated many times in the last 6 weeks, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And, you know, Doug, when I think about that, it sends chills down my spine, because that was such a blessing in disguise. That was a total intervention, because we had no hassle getting that done. It was simply, you have to be careful about what you asked for. And we simply asked, and he opened up his entire office. And he's president of a college that's 100 years old. So the brand of the college and his name will resonate throughout the country. It was a genius move, and we had him to help. And now his staff is helping. So thank you, and everybody, and even our team of people that came to do this taping. So we're moving fast, I might add, rapidly.
Yeah.
That was just in April. So I want to appreciate the team. You know what? It is, we've got 3 minutes, and as usual, how do we get here? We just need to, I don't know if we need to talk faster. I think we are, but 30 minutes has already gone by. Can you believe that? So all of my co-hosts, we're there. It always happens. This happens this way every way. But we will be back on again on Thursday, and we'll have closing remarks from our co-host for the next several shows, Doug Burton.
Thank you, Esther Davis. It's an honor, and thank you, Magna Faith, for coming on. We'll have breaking news for you on Thursday, and we look forward to hearing your feedback and any ideas for stories that we could do, including the bright economic future for Nigeria, one of the wealthiest countries in the world and truly the wealthiest nation in Africa to date. Mm. We're going to talk about that on Thursday at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 Central, and you will send us your ideas and feedback to wardesknews@gmail.com. That's WARDESKNEWS @gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
Bravo. Have a great, great day.
Bravo. Have a great day. And remember, prayer moves mountains and publicity saves lives.
Mm. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well done. Bye-bye now.
Thank you now. God bless.